Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we're beginning a new series on the importance of glorifying God with the way you live. Now, there's a lot of ways to live that bring glory and honor to God, but we're focusing specifically on something Jesus said in John 15:8. He said, "Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit." When we bear fruit, our outward evidence of the eternal life in us, because we're born again, it brings glory to God. Now, there's a lot of different kinds of fruit we can bear. Whole lessons for another day. We're honing it down even more specifically. We're going to focus on one specific kind of fruit we can bear that brings glory to God, and that is the fruit of our lips. Hebrews 13:15 says, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." The fruit of our lips can bear fruit that is glorifying to God. We're told that the fruit of our lips is continual praise to God. We glorify the Lord when we praise him continually. And we left off yesterday defining praise. If you think praise is simply singing a worship song at church, when your favorite worship group is leading the service that morning, you've got a very limited view of what praise is. When you think praising God is what you do when you get a raise on your paycheck, or when an answer to prayer comes through, you've got a very limited view of what praise is. Now, by all means, praise God in both of those circumstances. Absolutely. Praise him when you get a prayer answered. Praise him when a wonderful song is being played. Absolutely. But this is something we're supposed to do continually. So praise has to mean more than music, and praise has to mean more than do it when you feel good and you get a prayer answered, because there's times we don't feel good, and there's times that our prayers don't get answered as we had hoped they would. See, we think of praising God as something we do because we feel good and all is well, or they're singing our favorite worship song in the service. But to praise someone, we said, let's take church out of it for a minute. Let's take religion out of it and think of what it means to praise somebody at work or to praise one of your kids. To praise someone means you extol their virtues by talking about their actions and their character. I used the example yesterday. I used to teach high school history, and there were times when it was appropriate to praise a student, not acknowledge him as Almighty God. I'm not talking religious here. I'm talking about the fact that the kid did a really good job on an assignment or showed a commendable character trait, and it was appropriate for me as his teacher to acknowledge that and to talk about it. I praised the student because it was an appropriate response to him, who he was and what he had done. Praise is not an emotional response to God. It is the appropriate response to God. It's always appropriate to praise him for who he is and for what he has done. Praise is part of your obligation to your Creator. We said yesterday, you were created to bring glory to God. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 12 says, we've been appointed to live for the praise of his glory. It's your duty to your Creator to acknowledge him for who he is and what he has done, is doing, and will do. It's part of your responsibility as his creation. And now that you've become his son or daughter through faith in Christ, your responsibility is ramped up even more. It's your duty to praise the Lord. Now, I'm hammering on that because it's in so many of our minds that we only praise the Lord if we feel like it and things are going well. Like I say, that's a very limited view of praise, and you're not going to glorify God 50 to 60 to 70% of your time. And you're going to cut off his power in some areas, but we'll get to that. Now, let me go back to lining this out. Hebrews 13:15, by him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. The Greek word that's translated praise there is a very specific word. It's the same word that we find in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 12, where it says we've been appointed to live for the praise of his glory. That there's different words for praise in the Greek language. And this word praise actually comes from a root word that means to tell a story, a tale or a narrative. It doesn't have to do with how you feel. It has to do with conveying a story, telling a story or a narrative. See, we praise God by telling the story of his goodness, by talking about what he has done. We testify of his goodness and his wonderful works. In other words, we tell what we know. To testify means to tell what you know. We tell what we know about how good he is and about how wonderful his works are. Hebrews 13:15, by him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. That verse says, praise to God is continually giving thanks to his name. We praise God by continually giving thanks to his name. Now, that word that's translated giving thanks in the Greek is actually one word. It's homologio. It's one word made up of two words. The word homo, which means same, and logio, which means word. Giving thanks means same word in the Greek, in the original language. It literally means to say the same thing as, or to assent to, or to acknowledge. To give thanks to God's name, it means more than saying, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. By all means, say, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. But it has a deeper meaning. It means to say the same thing as, or to acknowledge. To acknowledge means to admit the truth of, or the existence of something, to take notice when you acknowledge something. Let me read you a couple translations. The New English Bible says, the fruit of our lips, this is Berkeley's translation, the fruit of lips that make confession to his name. That Greek word translated giving thanks is actually translated confession in other places in the New Testament. The fruit of our lips that makes confession to his name. The New English Bible says the tribute of lips which acknowledge his name. Giving thanks is acknowledging God, is saying something, telling a story. The tribute of lips which acknowledge his name. Now, God's names, this is a whole lesson for another day. God's names are a revelation of his character and his work. God goes by a lot of names in the scripture. And they're not just accidental. They're very purposeful. God's various names reveal aspects of his character and his works. An example would be Jesus. Jesus means Savior. Jesus was named Jesus at the command of an angel. An angel brought a message from God to Joseph that said, call his name Jesus, for he shall save us from our sins. Jesus means Savior. So his name reveals something about his works. To acknowledge or confess God's name means to talk about who he is and what he does. Giving thanks to his name means to acknowledge who he is and what he does. we talk about who God is and what he has done, is doing, and will do. Now, our key verse here, Hebrews 11:15, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. It talks about a sacrifice of praise. Now, sacrifice literally means the act of sacrificing something or the thing sacrificed, like a lamb or something. But it can be used metaphorically of service, obedience, and praise. But let me give you some food for thought. This epistle to the Hebrews was first written to Jewish believers who had been raised with the temple system of sacrifices, animal sacrifices, and burnt offerings, and various other things. Under the law of Moses, they would have offered a sacrifice known as a thank offering. The book of Leviticus talks about it, chapter 7 and chapter 22. There was such a thing as a thank offering. So when the writer of Hebrews said, let's offer the sacrifice of praise, they would have heard those words in the context of a thank offering under the law of Moses. Now listen to this. Thank offerings were made when things were going well. In other words, you took your offering. You can go back and read about what you had to bring, but you take it to the temple when things were going well to help you remember God and what he's done for you. But thank offerings were also made when trouble came into your life. Thank offerings were also made when trouble came your way. And the purpose of offering a thank offering when things were going wrong was to help you stay focused on God and his presence with you and his willingness to help you. So when things were bad and they felt bad, they'd offer a thank offering to God to help them keep focused on his presence with them and his willingness to help. Now, the original recipients of this epistle to the Hebrews here were facing increasing persecution and pressure to renounce Jesus as Messiah and go back to the temple system of worship. The whole purpose of this letter is to exhort them to stay faithful to Jesus and not go back to the old ways. So the message they would have gotten from this verse is praise him. Talk about who he is and what he has done to help you stay focused on his presence with you and his help directed toward you no matter what comes your way. Can you see that praise is a whole lot bigger than thanking God when you feel good and things are going well? It has a tremendous benefit to us when we thank him when things are going bad, because it helps us keep focused on who he is and his presence with us. We got a lot to talk about this week. Amen.
You have been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.